Good morning, Terry.
You've appealed to the medical examiner's office, in court, to the state legislature. What makes you feel like you can eventually get this turned around?
I think that this is an issue that a lot of people don't think is very relevant. I think the dead don't have a lot of voices. But I think we're going to get those voices.
Now, the authorities have consistently told you that Ryan's gun could not have gone off accidentally,
Right,
that this would have
exactly.
had to have been intentional.
Exactly.
But you don't completely agree.
Oh, no. I read the death file from cover to cover, and in it I came across interview after interview that said that Ryan was the most joyful person that his friends knew, and life was wonderful for Ryan. But I came across the statement of the chief medical examiner from Chicago, and he said, "Guns don't accidentally fire. Officer Heft would have had to have first placed a loaded magazine in his gun. Second, he would have had to have chambered a bullet. Third, he would have had to have released the safety." That's wrong. My daughter is a Madison police officer, and she said, every Madison officer has a bullet chambered. And so the medical examiner was allowed to rule suicide based on that faulty reasoning, and we cannot challenge him in a court of law.
Now, I mean no disrespect, but no parent wants to believe that their child is suicidal. Is it possible that anything was going on with Ryan that you just didn't know about?
I thought when I read the death file, I assumed that I was going to find out that there was something. I thought there must be something in that file. I thought maybe he was a rookie cop. He had only been on his own for about 5 days. I thought maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was a terrible officer. So I read in that report the person who had sat beside him for the last 3 months every day, that field training officer, said this was a happy young man, a joyful young man, with a great life going for him, and had the makings of an excellent officer. Interview after interview, all that saying the same thing I felt.
Now, I know you're satisfied you're right. I would think that anyone you know whose opinion you care about is satisfied that you're right. Why is it important for anyone else to agree?
Oh, well, my son would expect no less of me. I mean, he deserves to have the right ruling. I mean, death is a difficult thing to swallow, but to be told that it was suicide when the family knows it wasn't, and when two experts have said, we are certain that your son died accidentally, it's important to get the record straight.
Mary Huff, thanks so much for being with us.
You are welcome. Thank you.